Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Dies. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is My Sister, the Serial Killer by Oyenkan Braithwaite, published by Atlantic Books in 2018. Today's book is all about family loyalty, beauty, and bleach. For the third time, Kareed has received a call from her sister Ayula asking for help. Help to dispose of a body. Ayula has stabbed another boyfriend to death in self-defense. Kareed brings her gloves and her bleach and helps her sister to clean up the scene and dump the body in the river. Apparently, more than three murders makes a person a serial killer, and Kareed knows that she should tell the police to save the men of Lagos, but her family loyalty is stronger. Ayula is one of those beautiful girls who attracts the attention of men wherever she goes. Kareed, on the other hand, is a sensible nurse with a promising career, but a failing love life and a big crush on Tade, one of the doctors at the hospital where she works. Kareed keeps Ayula's murderous secret to herself, except for one person. She confesses everything to a coma patient who has little chance for survival and whose family has practically abandoned him. One day, Ayula pays a visit to the hospital and meets Tade. As per usual, he instantly falls in love with Ayula, and Kareed is torn between her love for her sister and her crush. How can she stop Tade from ending up like Ayula's past three boyfriends in the river? But how can she warn him without giving up Ayula's secret? My Sister the Serial Killer is a dark, funny, and sinister tale of sisters and loyalty. The story is told in short, sharp chapters, staccato bursts of black humour, angst, and abuse. Ayula is curvaceous and gorgeous, while Kareed is lean and angular. Ayula is aloof and narcissistic, caring little that Kareed literally has to clean up her mess. She seems untouched by the havoc she creates, or the lives she's taken. Kareed, on the other hand, has taken over the role of family protector since their abusive father died. The flashback glimpses of their tyrannical father give some insight into why Ayula may have turned out as she has. Ayula has attracted men from a very young age, and her reaction to them is likely rooted in the way they use her for her beauty. Kareed is sensible in some way repressed. She can only be free when she's talking to the man in the coma, so imagine her panic when he wakes up. She tries to warn Tade but realises how it comes across. She is the jealous older spinster sister who no one looks at, and Ayula has Tade completely under her spell, and he doesn't listen to her anyway. And another great thing about My Sister the Serial Killer is the story setting, the bustling Lagos with its traffic and its markets, and its trouble with corrupt police looking for handouts. It's a mixture of traditional Nigerian culture and life, while the sisters browse through Instagram and Snapchat. So if you like loyal sisters, the vibrancy of Nigeria, narcissists, torn loyalties and dead boyfriends, I recommend My Sister the Serial Killer by Oyenkan Braithwaite. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.